Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? A5 Drive, today's episode is called How to Calm Down Fast. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, Catherine, you just need to calm down right now. You're coming in hot. And did that work? Like, has telling anybody ever you need to calm down work?
I feel like there's a really fast way to infuriate people, especially women, to just tell them to calm down. And that's it. Because, you know, everyone loves to be told calm down when they're upset.
Right. That's exactly it. Okay. So we started this episode. We were just kind of joking as we came into it. When I told you that, did that like kind of shift your mood a little bit to be like, okay, I know I'm happy and I know we're joking about this, but even hearing that, doesn't it just kind of like it just grates you so badly, I find.
Yeah,
like,
everybody hates that.
For me.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would tell someone to calm down. Like, all we want when we're upset is compassion and empathy and love and all of the things. Man, somebody tell Cajun Cat to calm down. That is a quick way to make her fire up some more.
Yeah. Hockey Andrew told to calm down, it just breaks his hockey stick over a bench or something like that. It doesn't go well. But this is just kind of how it goes. So when you're trying to find your calm fast, we've actually created a course called the Quick Calm Method, which is 7 quick ways for you to find balance and restore calm in your life. And they're the techniques that we use every day. And we're going to just kind of go into this right now. And you can find more about the course at 5yearu.com/calm, C-A-L-M. And it's a really affordable course, and we're really happy to be bringing it to everybody because these methods have worked so well for us.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this is because I feel like a lot of the ways to feel better, most people don't have time for. I know I don't, as a busy mom running my kids to sports practices and all this stuff. Like, I would love to take a meditation course and like spend an hour meditating every day. That's just not practical for the season of life that I'm in. And I know that there are a lot of other people, parents, I don't know. I just always think of like what my friends would need when we create something. And I wanted to find a way and techniques that somebody like me who is managing a lot of things and working and has kids could use on the days where they just feel so overextended. And I'm really excited with what we came up with. And I actually used one of our methods last night, which I'll share as we go on.
Yeah, it's we created it with busy moms in mind or busy parents. It's the truth is it works. These methods work for everyone. If you're a human, these methods are going to work for you. At least, you know, you'll find the ones that work best for you and go with that. The funny thing with the meditation, and I know we're kind of getting in front of ourselves, but we talk about it in the course too, is that I was surprised by this, but 30% of people, meditation just doesn't work for you. It's the exact opposite of what you need to close your eyes, trust the environment you're in and breathe is really, really counterintuitive. If you've had, you know, a trauma or you're just an anxious person, it actually has the opposite effect. So it's kind of like cold showers. That's another one too, that, you know, it can have a really good impact on a good nervous system, but on a bad nervous system, it has the opposite effect. It actually heightens everything. So
same thing with high intensity workouts, right? Like some people swear by high intensity workouts is a great way to get in shape for people who have anxiety or people who are trying to calm their nervous system. High intensity workouts can sometimes exacerbate the problem. So these methods that we're going to talk about today are for people who need to recalibrate, people who are maybe at work and about to go into a stressful meeting, or somebody really frustrated them, or they're making dinner and their kids are asking for stuff. Like, it's for the people who kind of feel the frustration like growing and simmering, and they need a way to take it down a notch quickly.
Yes, exactly. So the first thing that we cover, and the first thing for everyone, is something we all do without thought, and that's breathe. And there are a bunch of different breathing techniques. There are two that we share in the course that are just fantastic. But what happens when you're stressed out, or, you know, you're heightened, maybe is a better word for it, your breath shortens. And when that happens, you are activating your sympathetic nervous system, because your body is telling your brain, we need to be prepared for a fight right now. There's a tiger, there's something going to attack us. And so we get into that phase of like, and you don't even know that you're doing, your breathing is so short and shallow. And the first thing that you need to do is just come back to your breath and try these different breathing techniques. And there's two that we have found to be the most beneficial, and it's box breathing is one of them. And it is really, really, it's so powerful. Your breath is just that thing that we take for granted and we don't realize. But every time Catherine and I have had a calm moment, or a non-calm moment, our way of calming down is to remind the other person, okay, breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a game changer.
And I will say, there's many times where you've encouraged me to breathe and I did not want to breathe in that moment, you know, but it works every time. And if you have a partner kind of co-regulating with breathing, meaning breathing the same way at the same time, can really, really help. Actually, this is the one I did last night. I was bringing my son home from football, and, you know, he's tired. He's injured right now. He's all these different things. And I was just talking to him about dinner, and he didn't like my dinner idea. Bless him. He's a sweet baby. But at the end of a day where I've already like driven kids all over the place, I felt myself like really getting frustrated. And my goal as a mother is to be their safe space. And nobody can feel safe if somebody is yelling at them, criticizing them, or taking them down. And so I started doing one of our breathing techniques, and he goes, Mom, why are you breathing so weird? And I said, Son, this is one of our breathing techniques that we teach at 5-Year-U. I'm like giving my brain more oxygen because I feel myself getting frustrated from the traffic, the this, the that, the frequent rejections of my dinner that I've had. I'm sure no parent can relate to that. And I said, I'm breathing this way because I want to be the best mom I can be for you. And I don't want to snap at you because I know you're tired and I know you're injured. And I know that you're not at your best self, and neither am I. And that's why I'm breathing in this weird way. And it helped. Like, I didn't yell. I didn't lose it. I was able to stay calm. Yes, he ate hamburger buns for dinner with nothing on it, but that child got food. Okay.
I think that's great. So for our listeners' reference, how long of breathing did that take you? Like, were you there for like 15 hours? Less than a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Less than a minute. I felt the anger building as I was walking up the stairs to my apartment. And from the time I started breathing at the door to walk down the hall to my apartment, I was doing it and had the whole conversation walking down the hall about why I was doing it. And then by the time I walked into the door to the apartment, I was like, way better.
I love that. That is such a great example of how fast this stuff works in real time. Mm-hmm. It truly is remarkable. The next one is grounding. So what will happen when we get stressed out? First of all, our breath shortens. Often we'll get into our heads about everything and we might spiral. We start, you know, doomsaying, or we just have that overwhelm, or it just spins is the way I've always kind of referred to it in my brain. One of the things that works really well is to just ground yourself in your body. And we have a method that we use in the course for that. But what you're effectively doing is taking your presence and coming back into your five senses and understanding that what's going on in your head isn't what's happening in reality. It is just your your thoughts, and your thoughts are liars a lot of the time. You know, like we have a lot of thoughts every day, and you know, that's just our brain trying to protect us. The body is sending a whole bunch of chemicals to our brain, and our body is tensing up. It's breathing shallow, and our brain is like not knowing what to do because it thinks we're getting attacked, but the reality is it's just a horn in traffic, or a child not, you know, wanting the dinner that you've so carefully prepared.
Because barbecue chicken, y'all. I mean, who doesn't want barbecue chicken? Come on. Come on.
You told me that last night. I'm like, oh man, I want barbecue chicken now.
I would have made it for you because you would have eaten it.
I would have. And I wouldn't have complained. I would have taken it very happily. So, you know, one of the things that we talk about is to just ground yourself. And there's a bunch of ways to do that. And we cover the most effective one for us in the course. I find this one really helps with spiraling, where it's, you know, you're caught up in a thing that isn't productive, but you don't know how to stop. This thing brings you back into your body so quickly. And it takes me about 1 to 3 minutes to do, depending on how often I do it. But I do come out of it going like, oh my goodness, that was mean of me. My brain was really mean to me in this moment. Yeah. And none of that was true. So,
all right, the next one is the body reset. And I personally would like to say that it is worth it to get the course just for this video, because you will see Andrew dancing and shaking on the video. Show the body reset. I don't want to ruin the fun for y'all, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. And the body reset is just because a lot of stress builds up in our body, and we can't like scream into the void in the middle of the office. I mean, you could, but you'd probably get fired. It'd be like a whole thing. So there are a lot of different things that you can do to release tension in your body. And we give a few examples. And yeah, one of them is kind of shaking it out. And then we share some other things. But there are things that you can do, even if you're at work, to kind of get the tension out of your body. And again, only takes a few minutes.
Yeah. And this is a great anger one too. It really does help. Do you remember the first time we did this together? We were on a call and like we were getting in our own heads, and we're like, okay, let's just get back into our bodies. And we did this. And by the end of like, I think we did it for 3 minutes, and we were laughing at the end of 3 minutes.
Like,
it was
silly.
Just so impactful. I think as soon as we did that, we're like, wow, this goes on the list. This goes on the go-to list of everything.
Go-to. Yeah. I love that, because when you are having an intense discussion, or even with kids, like one of my favorite things to do is I've been doing this since the twins were like toddlers. I would say, okay, like let's turn the day around. And I would actually like spin them, and it's silly. And so it makes them laugh because they're twirling, right? And I'm like, oh, we just turned the day around. Like now we can start new. Even though they're, you know, very cool middle schoolers now, I will still say, should we spin? Like, should we turn the day around? And it's just a fun thing to do. So again, there's lots of talking, less than 30 seconds to change the mood. We often think that our bad moods, our tired moods, our frustrated moods, like that's it for the day. We have declared the day a loss, but it doesn't have to be. A lot of these techniques under a minute can really shift not only the way you feel, but the way your loved ones feel around you.
Yeah. And like you said, with this one in particular, this is great for that stress where, you know, maybe the boss has been angry at you, or you know, it's just something has got your blood boiling and you have a lot of energy in you, and it is just not safe, like you say, to scream into a pillow or punch a pillow or whatever. This method I think it might be my favorite one in the course, because it is just, it's changed
my
everything
favorite
for
to watch
me.
You do.
Well, I'm a pro at it now. So yeah, it's been great. I can't recommend this method enough.
Bring us to the next one.
So the next one's the mini meditation reset. And this one doesn't work for everyone, like we were just talking about, right? 30% of people, meditation has the opposite effect. But rather than trying to meditate for, you know, 15 minutes at your desk or taking time, this is really, really short. And it is designed for you to just pause, not for an hour, not even for, you know, 10 minutes, but this is like a very, very micro meditation that you get to do, where it allows you to just, you know, put pause in your brain. and come back into your body. And we've included this one because I think we included this one because, you know, meditation works for a lot of people, but I really did want to preface it with like, it doesn't work for everyone because it didn't work for me in the beginning. It was only after a couple of years of like toying with meditation that I realized that, you know, okay, there's something missing here. And now that I know what it is, I'm able to do it more, but it's a great one and a very, very common one. And it's so useful to calm yourself down where you can just kind of close your eyes, tune into your breath, be still and listen to the guided meditation that I've done for everyone and just go through it.
Yeah, I love this one and I use it a lot. I am not somebody who has meditated for an hour before, but I have the ability to kind of go inside of my mind, especially in really busy places, as a way to sort of calm my nervous system down. And not only do we share like the visualization steps to take in this one, but we also share some pretty personal things about what each of our personal mini meditation is and the places that we go in our minds and why we go there as a way to give other people examples of what to do. So that is I feel like that is a really personal and beautiful part of this that I'm really happy that we did.
Yeah. I remember when we were recording it, it felt right. It felt like this is going to really help a lot of people. And it was deeply personal, but I'm grateful that we shared it. Like all the things
we share
with people so that they can grow and help and heal them. The next one is the laughter reset. And this one came about accidentally for me years ago where I think I was 20. I was in a pretty bad funk for months. And one day I just got tired of it. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm just going to laugh until I actually am laughing legitimately. And I was amazed at how quickly it happened. But when you laugh, your body does a whole bunch of different processes, like your face, it, you know, it releases the tension, your body, your breath changes, your physiology calms down. And it also releases like some really good chemicals into your brain. And your brain doesn't, like if you close your eyes and think of something funny, your brain doesn't know the difference between imagined and reality. So it starts to think that it's happy. And it's such a game. It was a really big game changer for me when I was younger. And I still go back to it in moments during the day where like you get that frustrated or whatever. I have my personal silly moment that I always go to, which I showed you the other a couple months ago, is a Spaceballs movie. It's not as funny to anybody else, but man, did that make me laugh the first time I saw it. And I can still remember that feeling. It's just such
a good moment. Yeah, it's just, I love that so much. And the whole point is that what we try to teach is that when you're feeling bad, the feelings only have to last a few minutes. And these are very quick ways to shift. And laughing is so silly, and the act of it usually, like you said, leads to real laughter. You know, I'm thinking about my kids, and they have like certain videos that always make them laugh, and one of them is so dumb. It's like got coffee cups that are like screaming. It's so dumb but hilarious. And I just know that when they're feeling bad, I can just show them a couple of things. And, you know, we're all laughing and laughter creates laughter and it's a compounding effect. And again, we're talking like very silly little YouTube clips or funny memory or just actually laughing out loud yourself. All of these things can really shift your mood, and that's much more effective than your partner saying you should calm down. So these are our quick calm methods, and of course we go into much more detail and we have instructional videos and all of those things at 5yearyou.com/calm. But I hope that at least this gives some of you a preview and some tips into all of the things that we use in our normal life and that we teach to others and our coaching clients on how to shift energy and shift mood in just a few minutes.
Yeah. And if you're wondering, the course is less than an hour, and these are designed for you not to necessarily go through all of them all at once. It's just, you can find calm in minutes from this moment. And we want you to jump into the course, find the method that is resonating with you and do it so that you can get back to it. And then you always kind of have it in your back pocket on your phone or on any web browser that you can tune into these things and just get back to a better baseline for yourself. We created this with the intention of helping you, and we can't wait for you to try it out. There'll be a link in the comments to for you to access it. And I guess that brings us to our glimmers, Kat. What is your glimmer this week?
My gosh, I have so many this week. My glimmer is that this morning was actually nice and cool here in Chicago. I feel like I thought we were going to have fall like a month ago here. That's how it usually goes. And it has been extremely hot. And I feel like we just got the first leaves falling. And I feel like Chicago has gotten the message that at the time of this recording, we're in October and it's time to have cool weather. And it makes it so much nicer for all of our daily walks. And this is really one of my favorite times of year, my favorite weather. I feel like the earth looks so beautiful in the fall and it brings me a lot of joy.
I love that. I love that. My glimmer this week is my Pulsetto. It's a product that I got for actually tuning the vagus nerve. And I had, I had some struggles getting this because I ordered the first one and it literally came during a strike. So they
like a mail, like the mail in Canada. Yeah, like the workers
there
were
was
on
a
strike.
Mail strike, and they brought in people to like kind of keep delivering stuff. But like mine never got to me. So I had to order another one. I got it. They've been wonderful to work with. And I've just been very, very happy with what this is. It just gives you a little like a little electrical stimulation on your neck, and it's amazing how much calmer I have felt throughout my days and everything. Like I've been telling you, like between using all of our calm methods and these other things that I just like toys that I get to play with, which is one of them, and it's just been great. So I'm that's my glimmer this week, because I really enjoy that. I'll include a link in the description too. And I think we might be able to get a discount for them. I'll check in on that.
Okay. Sounds good. I love that for you. Right, okay. So, well, thanks everybody.
We'll see you next time.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.